Spirit entered into me, when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet. Hello, welcome to Parousial Extension with my controller Damola David. Get set, raise up for an encounter of a lifetime. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. It is always an honor and a privilege for me to share the word of God with you. I'm sure that your life will not remain the same again after listening to this message. Hallelujah. Alright, I want to share with you on the subject of balance, part 2. I'm sure you listened to part 1, and I'm sure that it blessed you and challenged your heart. Hallelujah. I'm going to read from Acts of the Apostles, Acts 18, verse 24 to 25. Acts 18, 24 to 25. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. Amen. When the Lord showed me this scripture many months ago, it changed the course of my life. Hallelujah. And I'm sure it's going to bless you too. Amen. The scriptures began to give us the profile of this dear man of God, this amazing personality, Apostle Apollos. The Bible said that he was born at Alexandria. The Bible said that he was an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures. And then he came to Ephesus. Scripture further went to explain to us that this man was instructed in the way of the Lord, meaning that this man understood the ways of God. Amen. And being fervent in spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord. Wow. Meaning that this man did not just know the scriptures, he also spoke, he also taught the scriptures diligently to many others. However, this is where the challenge lies. Scripture said that knowing only the baptism of John, meaning that with all the profile that this great man of God had, with all these amazing stuffs in his archives, as it were, Bible said that the only thing that this man knew was the baptism of John. Wow! How can a man with this kind of profile, how can he know only the baptism of John? You see, friends, balance is a very important subject to the life of any man. If you don't embrace balance, sooner or later, the effect will be seen by many. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is why it is important to embrace the balanced life. Hallelujah. This is why it is important that not just one area of our lives will produce results. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, Scripture began to explain to us that although this man was a prophet, although he was an apostle, although he knew God, although he had worked with the Lord, although he was instructed in the ways of God, although he was fervent in spirit, although he knew this and that, he could dispense rhema as well. The Bible said that what this man knew was limited to the baptism of John. Hallelujah. Not until verse 26. The Bible said, and he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla appeared, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. Wow. Hallelujah. Thank God for the life of Aquila and Priscilla. The Bible said that they took him aside and had explained the word of God to him in a way that was balanced, in a way that was updated, in a way that he will know that it's not just about the baptism of John, because there was already a shift, there was already a move from the dispensation of the baptism of John to the dispensation of the baptism of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But he never knew. He was still at the level where he used to be. Meanwhile, the curriculum has changed. Praise God. Imagine you have an application on your phone and you do not update it as when required. Eventually, the application will go obsolete. Now, this does not mean that you do not have the application on your phone. No, this doesn't mean you don't have the application on your phone. This only means that you are not given the privilege of enjoying the benefit that comes with the application. This is what happens when, as Christians, we do not ensure that our life is in balance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wanted to read verse 28. Ah, goodness. Verse 28. Acts chapter 18. Verse 28. Bible said that after Aquila and Priscilla had explained the word of God to Apollos, Bible said, for he, Apollos, mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus Christ was the Lord. Hallelujah. Meaning that after the word of God was explained to this great man of God, after he was treated from the angle of balance, Bible said he also went to begin to teach others, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was Christ. He never knew this before, but because he embraced balance, you see, one of the signs that you will embrace balance in this season is that you must acknowledge that all that you know is not all that there is. You must understand that there is more. Yes, you might have seen dimensions, you might have seen amazing things from scripture, but you must also understand that there is more. You must also understand that there is an extension that God wants you to see. If you do not move when God moves, you will still be behind. Hallelujah. Let me show you this powerful scripture. Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 3, the second part, 3b to 4a. Now, Bible said that he brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the ankles. Verse 4. And he measured 1,000, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through, and the water were to the loins. Listen, at every point in time, God kept measuring. At first, it was to the ankle. At secondly, it was to the knee, and then it was to the loins. God kept measuring. God kept impacting. God kept adding. If you do not swim in the direction where God can update you, you will be outdated. Hallelujah. And your error will be beginning to haul. Praise the Lord forever. We live in a generation where there are different doctrines flying up and down. Brothers and sisters, we need to get to the point where God can put us in check and balance, that our lives can be what God has ordained for us. If you will enjoy balance, you must acknowledge, you must admit there is more to what you know. You must be humble enough, as Apollos was, to be able to be taught by Aquila and Priscilla. Hallelujah. People who may not have the kind of profile that he had, Bible said that they taught him and they explained the word of God to him in a proper manner. Hallelujah. Balance is essential for your life, sir. Balance is what you need in this season, man. These are the days where God is raising giants who will preach and who will hear loud the balanced message. Hallelujah. I see you walking in balance. God bless you. Amen.
We believe you've been blessed, inspired, and challenged by this podcast. Share with your family and friends. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at Parousia Extension. God bless you.